Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Hole in the Head, Brain Amplifications and Herniated Texts by Christophe Mignon. Thank you for listening.
In all his many ballets and singer
off,
Jenny Lind, they throw flowers
on
Walkeria Vanu Maria, six heirs, Madame Lorena Zita
off,
remains on her feet with her ship
off,
as a wedding present it fell in her long mantle in, removing it in a luxuriously furnished grotto, disembarking of Cythera, torch of the bone angel, Gambetta in the arms of the general, the headquarters on its knees, marble from Easter processions in Spain, the white eagle ones very high up, like the sails of a ship by the painter Boucher, seems as well as like a torch of the wonders of the world in her nuptial veils.
Mom. A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W.
Je viens tard la présent vous faire connaître mon audace. Je suis présent, j'en suis vous voulez mes les. Je vous dis que c'est un certain pouvoir que mes affaires sont chouettes. Je vous dis que c'est des flûtes par là.
I hear a sound.
Marmor doesn't know how to handle a microphone. Marmor, on the 55th day of confinement, died on the 54th. It's true. Wherever I place this mic, it's true. Cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and
I wonder.
Yeah, Mookie Pickie. Kmag.
Keep speaking.
I wonder who you are.
They play with calm nature people by making a rebel for nothing, for silly things. It's fun to see rebel, and it happens all the time in the hospital. He persecutes me in my taste because I have better taste than he. You speak softly now, and you don't want to speak out loud. Secret police of madmen, secret police.
Makalam.
Of.
Pro makalam. Kalaisto de marlokester.
But the rules don't allow it, he said yesterday. We were readily persecuted. Here we are still at least a madman who says, Jacqueline, why do you always hear something else when I answer you? Well, monsieur, this is why my question was the right one, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Siamo.
Was it past the time because I am no longer de Bergerac?
Siamo.
But when you talk like that, all alone, you don't know how to say it. You must scream to everything. You don't mind war. War is undoubted because calm people, they must ruin the nerves. Why, he says, because they are contrary nature. They can do cruel things. One sees them. One always sees them rebel, he said. They possess the gift of language, monsieur. Yeah, my brain. It's pretty funny to say, but you like very much to answer with your hands, with fingers, that I recognize you well today, and that if I don't love you, I never loved you, he says. What is it, Jacqueline, that has happened very well? I think it's the blow the wound downstairs gave me on the forehead. I saw black for a third of a second. It's not so black, but like a bar that possessed the gift of languages, he said. Repeat after me again. Yes, monsieur.
Spoosk. Spookix.
Without looking at me, but of course, monsieur, because me, I look around like anybody else. I don't look into eyes or into the face of someone. I look at the whole when I speak to you. But evidently, the people one doesn't know very well, when one is a little too close to explain oneself in that room, nevertheless, the house would be the same, he says, if I sit down like that and knew a doctor but me. I hears, monsieur. I never like doctors. I don't like them because I have never been sick. I never needed a doctor, he says. I let you know what a doctor is. I don't like them, monsieur. I hate them. I find since what's been done to me, I hate them. He says, because you rebel and you tell the very lands, you rebel to be fashionable, he says, and you make other people laugh at you.
I wonder where you are. I wonder whether you are.
All right, now everybody, everybody who does have a hole in their head, call your radio station now. Call your radio station now.
If you are, can you are, be you are you be?
Dear doctor, it's been 17 months since I was confined to doctoral intelligence.
Come my fellow attorneys, as I see, only the effluvia of your gay secret to this work and seeing you started.
I see no point in mincing words with an individual of your ilk.
You know, for all the persons to sit on with you, you must have the full scale.
To what goes on in this place of caring rest and tranquility. Dear doctor,
let me say at once that we internees are all subject to hyperexcitation, being tempted by people obsessed by love, perversity, sex. Hence, we are a special breed of farmed animal.
And we've had our belly full of being stuffed with promises,
of being locked up, of being fed each day on contaminated human flesh, which has become the most odious establishment for incarceration in the entire world.
Your days as cynical manipulator of the weak are over. Dear doctor, your days as cynical manipulator of the weak are over.
Uh-oh. My phone doesn't seem to be working.
I've gotten to the edge of the world a step more and I've
fall off.
I have gotten to the edge of the world a step more and I
fall off. I have gotten to the edge of the world a step more and I fall off. I've gotten to the edge of the world a step more and I fall off.
Doesn't seem to be answering.
Oh, we got a friend.
15 minutes. This microphone is a pillow. I can sleep. I can rest my head. It's not that uncomfortable. Hello. Needed something sharper.
I slept on the microphone the other day. I slept on a microphone the other day. I was exhausted. I was so tired. I slept on a microphone the other day. I'm shaving with this microphone. Today, I'm shaving with this microphone. I got the idea the other day when I was sleeping on top of my microphone. The microphone became my pillow. It wasn't very comfortable. I decided to shave with a microphone. The microphone is giving me a rash. I was exhausted, so I slept on the microphone. The microphone became my pillow. Wasn't very comfortable. Today, I needed a shave, so I shaved with this microphone. Took forever. I developed a rash. I decided to stop. It's lonely out here in the middle of nowhere.
I wonder how you be.
Okay now, everybody who does not have a hole in their head, call your radio station and find out how you can get one. You need one now.
My phone doesn't seem to be working.
Hello? Doesn't seem to be answering. Aye, aye, aye.
Uh-oh.
I hear a sound.
Hello?
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 Fosse como soccolotto. E massacra amata.
Passola.
E bien bien, je sais baisser la boule.
Bababa ya bababam bye 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 Bim 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 bim.
I was wondering who that was.
Yes, I thought you would.
Well, why did they hang up? I have no one to talk to. It's lonely out here in the middle of nowhere.
I heard you were all alone, so I thought I should call and say something.
I was all alone in Radioland.
It should never happen.
I felt so alone, no one was here to save me.
Off.
You just heard Hole in the Head, Brain Amplifications and Herniated Texts by Christophe Mignon, broadcast by New American Radio.